With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jackie Yamanaka. Just months after settling a lawsuit over a sexual assault case, U.S. immigration officials today in Billings detained and planned to deport a man who entered the U.S. illegally. The father of eight moved to Montana over 20 years ago, and until today, had no problem with customs. Bree Ripley reports.
Just months after Audemio Orozco Ramirez settled a lawsuit over claims that he was sexually assaulted in a Montana jail, he was arrested Wednesday in Billings during his monthly check-in with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. Orozco Ramirez met monthly with ICE officials for 4 years without incident. His oldest son, whose name we're withholding because of his concern about his own immigration status, told YPR that this month's meeting with ICE officials came as a surprise.
Every first Tuesday of the month, he'd come down, and my brother, he called and asked if he was supposed to show up Tuesday, and they said, no, come in Wednesday. And we thought it was just going to be another normal routine check-in. I guess not. They were waiting for him to arrest him.
The Associated Press reports that in December, southwestern Montana's Jefferson County agreed to pay Orozco Ramirez $125,000 to end his lawsuit claiming that he was raped in the county jail in 2013. The jail is a federally contracted facility, and Orozco Ramirez was being held by immigration officials who determined he was not in the country legally after moving to Montana from Mexico over 20 years ago. Orozco Ramirez was arrested after a routine traffic stop in Shelby, and he couldn't prove that he entered the country legally. Trisha Decker met the Orozco Ramirez family at a church vigil in Billings 3 Christmases ago, after reading about Audemio's sexual assault. She has since been an advocate for the family, showing up regularly to spend time with them every month, as some of the kids waited for their dad to finish his routine check-in with ICE officials. She had plans to take the kids back to school shopping today, until their father was detained.
I mean, it's just horrific when you think about the implications for these 9 family members, whether they stay here, whether they continue in school.
The Associated Press typically does not name rape victims, but Orozco Ramirez has talked publicly about his case. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announced today he won't recommend any changes to the Upper Missouri River breaks. It's one of 27 national monuments under review by the secretary, who is now the target of a new ad campaign launched by a Montana-based sportsman group. As Nate Hedgie reports, they're worried Zinke's review of other national monuments could put a damper on hunting and fishing in public lands and water.
Lan Tani, CEO of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, is miffed. Here he is in the ad.
Make no mistake, Zinke's National Monuments Review threatens our heritage and thousands of jobs. Mr. Secretary, don't turn your back on Roosevelt now.
The National Sportsmen's Group is launching a 7-figure radio, TV, and web campaign. Tani says they want the Interior Department to keep national monuments intact.
But the rhetoric that's coming kind of out of Washington, D.C. has not been good. And so we're really trying to give him the space and, you know, to do the right thing and expect him to do so.
The campaign comes as a little bit of a surprise because Backcountry Hunters and Anglers supported Zinke's nomination to become Interior Secretary late last year.
Do I regret it? No. I think that, you know, Mr. Zinke comes from Montana. He grew up hunting and fishing, and I think he, you know, cares about public lands, and we hope he makes the right decision.
Later this month, Secretary Zinke will finish deciding whether to shrink, abolish, or keep intact 27 national monuments across the country. The Trump administration has been pushing for increased energy development on public lands, including those protected as national monuments. According to a progressive organization, Secretary Zinke has filled his cabinet with at least 21 employees from resource extractive backgrounds. CEO Lan Tani says hunting and fishing can happen alongside responsible energy development.
As long as you're cleaning up as you go. I think unfettered oil and gas development, you know, I think fish and wildlife, and then the hunting opportunities and fishing opportunities to go along with that will definitely lose.
President Trump ordered the review of some national monuments in April. And while the Upper Missouri River breaks in Montana was spared, Zinke suggested shrinking the controversial Bears Ears National Monument in Utah. It was designated by former President Barack Obama late last year. Attempts to reach Secretary Zinke for comment by deadline were unsuccessful. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.
Montana firefighting agencies are fielding reports of civilian drones flying where helicopters and planes are working fires, and they want it to stop. The Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation's Jordan Copin says no aerial video or picture is worth the risk to human life.
It's a safety issue. Just think of what could happen if a drone flew into one of these aircraft. you could put multiple lives in danger, and we're trying to stay away from that.
Firefighting choppers and planes aren't allowed to fly if a drone is spotted where they're working. And if those aircraft can't provide cover for ground crews, those crews may also have to be called back.
And we want to keep people out of the way of operations, let the firefighters do their job and do the work that they need to get done.
DNRC's Copen says drones were spotted this week near the Seeley Lake fires as well as other regional blazes. No one's been caught, but violators can face significant fines and or a mandatory court appearance. Forecasters say the threat of major U.S. wildfires will remain high throughout this month in the northern Great Plains, parts of the Northwest, as well as Great Southern California and northern Nevada. The National Interagency Fire Center's monthly outlook released yesterday said high temperatures have dried out live and dead vegetation. A severe drought in eastern Montana and the western Dakotas is making the fire danger worse. The center reported 36 large wildfires burning yesterday, including 11 in Montana, 9 in California, and 6 in Oregon. Authorities ordered the evacuation of about 16 residences north of Lincoln as wind increased fire activity. The order for the mix of year-round and seasonal residences was issued at about 6:30 last night because of concern over a spot fire burning between two large lightning-caused fires that have burned a combined 14 square miles in the Lewis and Clark National Forest since they started Friday night. Firefighters say fire activity picked up yesterday afternoon and strong winds were expected. Park Creek Fire Information Officer says the evacuation order was mostly a safety precaution. Cooler weather was expected to aid efforts in cooling hot spots. Firefighters plan to use areas burned in previous years to help contain the fires. Montana's worst fire season in years is expected to scorch the drought-stricken landscape well into the fall, long after the state's firefighting reserves run out thanks to politicians diverting millions of dollars to fill a budget shortfall. State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation Director John Tubbs says there's only $12 million left of the $63 million in the firefighting fund in June, and the state is burning through that at a rate of $1.5 million per day. The state's financial worries come as forecasters for the National Interagency Fire Center predict that eastern Montana, southern California, and the western Dakotas could be exposed to major wildfire threats into October or even November. Coming up, Montana and Wyoming rank among the highest in the nation for overall worker deaths. This has been YPR News for Wednesday, August 2nd. Thanks for listening.